Blog Talk Radio.
Insight. Did you know that you were created to live in abundance? By abundance, I mean health, wealth, happiness, and everything that you desire. You are connected to the divine source of infinite wisdom, and you have everything that you need inside.
Completely forgot about it.
The key is to know how to tap into that power. Hi, I'm Fran, owner of Angels with Fran, and I would love to teach you how to do that. If you find that you are stuck or stagnating, or that you are just ready to take your life or business to the next level, I can help you do that. With my divine insight and knowledge, I can show you how to live a life that you only dreamed of. For more information, you can contact me at www.angelswithfran, or you can call us at 816-974-8075.
Well, hello there, guys. It is Fran. How are you? Don't know what is going on with me and Blog Talk lately, but I'm here now. Everything is backwards today, so I guess I need to check and find out exactly what day I'm in, numerology speaking, so that I can figure out what's going on. But how are you guys doing? I am so thankful to be back here on the radio with you this week. Last week I was actually traveling. I was in the wonderful state of Dallas, Texas, and met some wonderful people. And I just had such a great time. So thank you, Dallas, if you're out there listening. I can see that the lines are lit up and some of you are calling me from Dallas today. So I am going to try to get to those calls, but you know I have to take care of a little business first. All right, guys, so you can find me, follow me at angelswithfran.org. Everything that I do is there. If you sign up for my list, you get great tips, free tips on manifestation, creating your life, love, business, and everything spiritual and everything that your angels or the angels may want you to know. So make sure that you go to www.angelswithfran.org. And sign up on my website. Don't do spam. Don't do a lot of emailing. But we'll keep you in the loop of all the fabulous things happening. So as you guys know, I will be back in Dallas next week. I am going to be doing a wellness retreat there, as well as a private engagement for some people. I'll be teaching some mini seminars. So, again, if you want to know all about that, hop over to angelswithfran.org. All the information that you need to find. Make sure that you're following me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I give free readings out. I give out lots of free stuff, guys, but you got to follow me to get it. I give out free angel-infused chakra bracelets and journals. I give out free readings. I give a lot of stuff away because I am very thankful and grateful for each and every one of you who call in, who listen to this show, who email me when I'm missing in action, and I'm so thankful. So this week, before I start taking calls and answering emails, I want to tell you what the angels have been giving me and dealing with me about, and it is manifestation and creation. Oh my, they have been all above about manifesting and creating. Right now, we are in a powerful, powerful shift. So the new moon was last month. The new moon was yesterday. I blogged about the new moon, so you can find that on my website as well. But the new moon is a powerful time for bringing in new things in your life. It's a great time to set intentions and goals, and just really, really go after the things that you want in the new moon. The vibration of manifestation is high. It's like the universe is open when the new moon comes, and things are just arriving at your door very quickly. So if you are really wanting to manifest, or if you're wanting to change your life, Right now is the time to do it. I am telling you, this is huge right now. We are in a powerful, powerful shift. So careful, because manifesting and intending in the new moon is powerful. It happens almost immediately. So make sure that what you're asking for, you really and truly want. Also, I wanted to remind you guys that I will be speaking on a cruise in January of next year, and you still have time to go on and book or put your down payment down. You don't even have to pay for it all at one time. It's a very reasonable cruise, but not only will I be there and we will be able to spend some time together, there will be lots of other spiritually connected speakers and authors and just some real good down-home people. So if you're looking to kind of rub shoulders with or get around people that are like-minded, you really want to do this cruise, because it is going to be amazing. You are going to so love it. So if you get a chance, look at the information on my site. Go sign up. Do something good for yourself. And wherever you're living, if you're living like I am in the cold in January, you want to go someplace nice and warm like Aruba, nice and warm like Mexico. And we're going to all those places, and we are going to have fun. All right, so let me give you the general angel message for this week, and then we will move into some other stuff. So this week, again, the angels have been really talking about creating and redefining your life. What do you really, really, truly want for your life? Are you still playing small in that box? Are you still playing small because you're scared of what you want? Are you still in that space of complacency and lack because you're afraid to truly ask for what you want? Well, this is the time to do it, not only because of the new moon, but just because life is abundant. There is more than enough of every single thing you need. And once you ask, it's always given. You can't ask and not believe. You have to ask and know that what you're asking for is coming. So this week, what the angels want you to do is be cautious, be aware, be open to what it is you truly want in your life. Make sure that you are stating what you want. Think about things before you say them. Don't be just putting all kind of negative stuff in the air. Make sure you're speaking what you're seeking. Simple. What you seek and that only. All right, guys. I am going to go to the lines really quick, and I am going to take a call. Again, we are going to limit to one question because I have a lot of people that I'd like to talk to. And if I answer every question, I won't get to everybody. And I want to get to everybody because I know you guys wait a long time, and I'm really thankful for that. So I am going to go to the 805 area code.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Donna. I'm good, thank you.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to ask you if what you're picking up as far as the relationship for me.
My relationship. Let's see what's going on, Donna, around the relationship area for you.
Okay.
Oh, okay, so let me ask you this question. Did you recently end a relationship, or did a relationship stall recently? Did something stall in a relationship recently? Like fizz out a little bit? Because I see a relationship around you. That's why I'm asking that question.
No, I haven't been in a relationship in several years. Yeah.
Okay.
Kind
All
of
right.
So,
So let me tell you what I see then, and maybe this will make sense as I keep going.
Okay.
So I saw a love relationship around you. So I'm assuming if there's not one now, then there's one coming. And I see this relationship, but there's surely if this relationship was kind of hot and heavy. So it's going to be hot and heavy if this has not happened. And then I feel like there's kind of like a halt to the relationship. And I think you both kind of step back because it moves pretty fast. So this has energy of maybe something new. That's why I asked, did you just recently end the relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Because it feels very new. It feels new. So I don't know if there's someone that you've been talking to or that you I don't know. But what I see is that this relationship will be kind of heavy, and then I feel like it'll stall because it's like it'll move too fast. And you'll step back, and you'll kind of say, all right, let me really think if this is what I truly want. And I feel like that is the issue with you, is that you like what it looks like, but then when you start to get in the surface of relationships with people, you're like, yeah, nah, this is not for me. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So what they're telling me to tell you is that this relationship is going to start pretty hot, be a new thing that's coming, and it's coming pretty quick because I felt like it was already here.
Okay.
I felt like this was already happening. And but they want me to tell you to slow down because this relationship has a potential if you don't move so fast, like if you don't let this person move so fast, to be a pretty decent relationship. But they want you to scratch the surface more before you just say, nah, I'm not interested. Because I feel like that's what's been done before. You go in kind of, yes, 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 and then you really start to know the person. And you're like, no, no, no. But this guy's different. He has some surface issues, but I don't feel like they're not deal breakers. So they want you to be aware of that, and they want you to just proceed slowly. Are you on some kind of matchmaking thing? Or are you doing? Have you thought about doing some matchmaking thing? Or
I did, but I didn't care for it. I didn't care for
okay.
it. I mean, too many people saying they're this and that, and they don't even know how to spell. You know what I mean? I mean, not to be critical or anything, but I mean, yeah, it was kind of ridiculous.
Okay.
The whole thing.
That's fine. And, okay, they're not telling me to tell you to do that, but they're telling me to tell you that when you're out, like even if it's like the grocery store or
mm-hmm.
if you go to like the, I don't know, to the drugstore, whatever, they want you to be aware of people around you because they're saying
yes.
that you run into some pretty nice people, but you're busy. You just are going. You've got this energy. You're just like, I got to go. I don't have time. I got to go. They want you
yeah.
to slow down just a little bit. And if you slow down just a little bit, they're telling you that you will be very glad you did.
Good.
This guy
yeah.
is different and he's nice. There's a quirk to him. So when you find out what this quirk is, I want you to email me or call me back and tell me. Because there's a quirk to him. They're telling me there's a quirk to him. But I like his energy. I like him. So he's got this quirk, and that quirk may make you say, no. But they're saying just hang on just a little bit. Just a little bit,
yeah.
and you will be glad that you did. That's what they're telling me to tell you.
Oh, good. Okay. Well,
yeah, so you make sure you email me or call me back
I
and
will.
Tell me
okay.
what happened because I think this one's going to be good for you.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
All right.
Well,
thank
you
for calling.
Much. Appreciate it.
And thanks for
thank
waiting.
You.
All righty. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, guys. So, after every call, I got to say something, right? So I got to say this about love. Love is the most amazing, powerful thing in this planet. Like, there's nothing more powerful. But sometimes when you're looking for love, don't look at the package that the love is wrapped in. Because sometimes the best love is not wrapped in the most attractive package. So what I mean is that a lot of times we look for love on a superficial level. I've done it. We've all done it. Let's not say we don't do it, because we do. And sometimes that love is not what's best for our soul. So when you're looking for love, take time and get to know the person's soul, their spirit, because that is ultimately really what you fall in love with. That's really what you fall in love with. All right, guys. All right, so I'm going to read a really quick email. Hi, my name is Jacqueline. Hi, Jacqueline. And I emailed you about my love life. Love it, love it, love it. Okay. She says, I had just met someone that I called you months ago, and you told me that I was going to meet this person, and they are this person that you described to a T. The problem is, there's always a problem. Here we go. The problem is that this person is not moving as quickly as I want them to move. And I want to know, do I back off and go on, or do I allow them to just take their time? Okay, that is a very good question, and I'm glad you met the love. That's good. Thank you for that. Thanks for telling me that. Well, here's the thing. Sometimes people have to move at their own pace. Doesn't mean that they'll never get to where you are in that relationship, but sometimes they have to move at their own pace. But here is my advice to you. If you are indeed ready for something and this person is telling you that they're not ready and that they'll never be, then you have to reevaluate what your deal breakers are and what they're not. If this person is saying to you that, yeah, maybe I will be, I'm just not today, then you have to decide if you have the time to wait. If you have the time to wait and see if they will be what you are wanting them to be. I feel like this gentleman has just come out of some kind of relationship before you guys met, or he was healing from a relationship. So therefore, he's not willing to move so fast. So with that being said, I'm just going to say to you this. Sometimes haste makes waste, and it's always good to just follow your first mind, because your first mind is always the mind of spirit. If you are feeling like this gentleman is worth the wait, then you wait. If not, you have to reevaluate it and move on. Good luck with that. Thanks for emailing me. Okay, I am going to go to the 780 area code. Hello?
Hey, how's it going, Angel? Blessings to you.
Hi, same to you. How are you?
I'm good and fine.
Good. What can I help you with?
Yeah, it's Jay calling from Canada, and my question is...
Canada! Okay, go ahead.
No problem. You're going to get calls from all over the place, so you want to get a call from Canada.
Oh, thank you. I love that. You're my first call from Canada, so welcome.
No problem. Is this a new show for you, or is it just a regular show, or what?
No, it's not new. I just am sporadic right now because I've been so busy, but I don't think I've gotten a call from Canada before. I think you're my first.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So my question for Anne is that I've been asking this a while, and just catch up for my angels for spur me on this journey that I'm doing right now that's going to be great benefits to my spiritual well-being. So I'm going to ask what the cheerleading angels, I'm just wondering what are they cheerleading right now, or just like, because I got 30 days to go before my end of my class, which I've been doing for a long time.
Well, first of all, the first thing that they said to me as you started talking about your journey was that they are very proud of you. And they said that you would understand that, because I feel like you have made some major life changes in, like, the last 3 to 4 years. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And they got really, you know, my angels have this really wonderful sense of humor, but they got really serious when you started talking about your journey. And they're telling me that they're very proud of you. And and who you are becoming. They were already proud of who you were, but who you're becoming and what you're going to contribute to this world. And that's so dynamic. It's chilling, actually. And they're saying that I feel like there is a leap that you're going to take here soon. There's a leap. It's almost as if you're on a springboard right now. And you know how the dive, they're showing you on the diving board. And you know how you're preparing to jump. You're not quite sure you're ready to jump, but you're preparing to jump. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. And they're saying that you're going to jump. And when you do, it is going to be the most powerful thing that you have ever done.
Awesome.
And you are going to affect so many lives that I'm honored to talk to you. That's really how I feel. Like the whole tone of my sanctuary just changed. I feel like I am truly in the presence of spirit talking to you right now. Not that I'm not always, but I mean, like, I feel your spirit and I feel your angels, and you have a host of angels. You have at least five on each side of you at all times, but right now you have five on each side of you, and it's almost as if they have built a wall around you, around your whole perception is different at this time. Do you understand that?
Yep, I do. I do.
Okay. So the biggest message is that you are chosen to do exactly what you're getting ready to do. And it's going to be dynamic. So they are very, very, very pleased.
Awesome to hear, as usual.
Wow. Oh, gosh, that's great. Wow. Well, you got to call me back and tell me what this is, because they're not telling you that, and I guess it's not for me or anyone who's listening to know at this time. But once you take that leap, please call me back and share with me what happens.
Okay. I will.
All right? Thank you for calling. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Angel Blessings, friend.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. So here's the thing. All right. So when the light meets the light, I'm going to leave you guys with this because it's time for me to go once again. But I'm going to leave you guys with this. Know the spirit by the spirit. When you're entertaining someone, whether it be a friend, a potential lover, even a potential boss, ask your angels, does this person come in the light? Usually you don't have to ask because you can feel the light. Your angels are always with you, and they want to help you. They are such powerful beings, and you just have to know that you know that they're always there. All right, guys, check me out at www.angelswithfran.org. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.